Arch Street, yes.
Right on the side there.
And after the Boy Scouts, you were drafted? You were enlisted?
No, I volunteered.
You volunteered?
I volunteered. At the age of 17, I went into the service.
And what year would that be?
1945.
45.
Beginning of 45.
And in what branch?
United States Navy. And the first ship I was on was, a Liberty ship, USS Jean Lafitte.
That's a good name.
That was one of them ships that they were building one every 30 days. It was coming right off the keel. And that was the first ship I was on. And that was the worst ship I ever sailed on.
Huh.
You could smell the diesel.
The diesel.
Yeah. And it was a cargo ship because the Japanese and the Germans were sinking so many that, the other transports they had to get some ships in that they can bring up a lot of supplies. And then I went out to the Pacific in that one, and then I boarded this transport, amphibious personnel attack, the USS Fillmore, AP 83. And
The name of it again was?
U.S. Fillmore.
Fillmore.
AP 83. The APA stands for Amphibious Personnel Attack. And I was stationed on that. And we were in the Philippine Islands, and we were getting ready to go in for an invasion of Japan when they dropped the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So that's might just say it saved many lives.
Yes, like that. Absolutely.
Because the Japanese were diehards at that time, and they would fight to the last man, yeah, woman, and child who was dead before they let you invade their homeland. And our ship was loaded with, we had a complement of Marines, and we had airplane parts, and a whole lot of other stuff that we were bringing over.
My grandfather was a landing craft medium, and just before the war ended, he was involved with the Battle of Okinawa.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
And
we dropped some stuff off at Okinawa. We were in the Philippine Islands. Leyte, Samar, Taklogan. I've been on Guam. Let's see, Guam, Tinian, Okinawa. I've been in the Marianas. Let's see, the Marianas was truck.
Mm-hmm.
Japan, I've been all over Japan. I've been from the northern tip to the southern tip, practically every one of the little islands. I was stationed on most of them.
While in the military?
Yeah, while in the military. And I've been to Korea twice. I was in Korea during 1945 when we dropped some troops off there. And then we went back aboard ship, and then we went back to the Philippines again. We dropped troops off in Okinawa in 45. And I have some of my ship papers at home, and I keep in touch with one of the fellows. Well, there was two of them. One was Afro-American. He lives in Philadelphia. He came to visit me after we got out. Matter of fact, he visited me twice, I think it was. And now there's another fellow. He's in Waco, Texas. And we keep in touch. He just sent me a picture of him when he was aboard ship. Him and I, we both look like little kids, because I just sent him a picture of me, and we look like little kids, look like we're plain sailor. And he sent me a picture of himself, because I had sent him pictures of the ship papers, because what was it, on Thanksgiving Day 1945, there was a mine coming toward the ship, and he was one of the gunners that shot the mine away from the ship, and blew it up. And I happened to have that ship paper, and I was reading. I said, wait a minute. I looked, and I said, oh, there it is. I said, that's Chuck. So I started looking around to see if I had his address, and I had his address on the back of one of my papers, the ship papers. And so I wrote him a letter, and I sent him a copy of it. He was tickled pink. He asked me, did I have any more? Well, at that time, I only had three that I had my personal collection. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, if I find some more, I have some copies made, I'll send them to you. So when my mother died and we were going through all this stuff, I came across some more ship papers. And letters that I wrote to my mother during the war. And there's one that's a V-mail, a couple of them are V-mail, and there's one that's got, say, "Dear Mom, we're at cut out, cut out, cut out, cut out," and goes all the way down like that.
V-mail, what were the...
In other words, it was a little small letter that we could mail off of the ship, but they censored the mail before it went off. They read it, make sure that you didn't tell where you were, mm-hmm. or what you were carrying on your ship, yeah. like that, you know. Because they said it, you know, loose lips
and ships
and all like that,
yeah.
that the mail might get intercepted some way or other, and it might get in the wrong hands.
That's right.
And they could tell by the date on the letter, you know, just about where it is. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, okay, this is about a month. And they would look at the postmark that it was,
yeah.
it would tell whether it was an APO in the Pacific or in the Atlantic. And somebody would be able to trace
it. Sure, of course.
So they
Certainly.
Figured maybe, letter takes maybe 30 days. So they figured, okay, then that.
Just even to know where the contingency on each craft, the amount of people, who is where.
Yeah.
I mean, keeping track of different folks as they rise in the ranks. I mean,
and if
every bit
a,
of information yeah. is important
and
in military
you're on a transport,
intelligence.
Now, they figure there's so many people on the transport, and if they happen to know the name of the transport, like it's an APA
mm-hmm.
or AKA, AKA was in a, was cargo, amphibious cargo attack. Now, that meant that they were carrying a lot of cargo. APA, amphibious personnel, that's carrying personnel. So they figure, okay, it's carrying personnel, plus you got armament too. So this way here, they could turn around and say, okay, if that's one ship there, that means that's a convoy.
Yes.
So there's a whole bunch of ships in the convoy. Because I have a picture at home of my ship, and I think there's 10 other ships were all in convoy. And I'm trying to remember where we were, because it shows one part of an island, but I'm not sure if that was if we were in Leyte Gulf
mm-hmm.
or if we were off the coast of Okinawa. I'm not sure, you know, which one, because the background, you can see the island, but it's so far in distance, it's kind of hard to figure out which island, because in the Pacific, when you're coming near an island, they all look alike.
Sure.
And we've seen some islands that our commanding officer, he would run and get the map, and he'd look at the map, it's not on there. These are volcano eruptions that used to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And uncharted piece of land yeah. out in the middle there. And they'd look on the map, that's not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we've seen some where they'd come up, and you'd see the tip of them, and then the next morning, they weren't there. They would go down. And I guess on kind of a lot of the earthquakes they used to
sure.
have over in Japan. There.
Do you recall what stations, what various stations, the battle station, what your positions were?
Okay, I had two jobs. I had a military job and a specialty. I was cooks. I was with Cooks and Bakers aboard ship. And my military was manning a 20 millimeter. And if I wasn't doing that, I was feeding the ammunition to them. And that, it gets heavy after a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot and heavy.
Yeah, hot and heavy.
Yes.
So it was nice. I really enjoyed it. In other words, I wouldn't give nothing for the experience and just the knowledge that I learned by when I went overseas, visiting all the countries, seeing how the people live, trying to learn a little teeny bit of their language, you know, just to get along. And
do you remember anything now?
Huh?
Remember anything now? Japanese maybe, or...
Yeah, I sometimes I can hear somebody say something, and at that particular moment, sometimes I can say something back. But most of the time, you know, off my tip of my tongue. Sometimes.
Sure.
But
you don't keep up with the language after
yeah.
a while. You,
and
like anything.
Well, in Japan, they had different dialects, and like one part of Japan, like maybe the northern tip of Japan, their dialect was a little different than the ones that were in Tokyo, and all like that. I have pictures that I took in Tokyo. In fact, there's one picture I took of the Imperial Palace. That's the one that MacArthur took over after the Second World War. And we went in there, and we were up on the third or fourth floor. And we could look down, and looking down in the street, there was like a waterway. And let's see, what was it? Looked like a little landing craft on it. Now, that was in 45. Now, I went back to Japan again in 1947 because I turned around and joined the Air Force after I came home. I joined the Air Force, went back in. And when I went back into Tokyo, I looked for that same thing. It wasn't there. Yet I have a picture, and it shows like a lake and like an armored carrier or something right out there. But then I went back a couple years later. It's not there no more.
When did you leave the Navy?
I left the Navy in July of 46.
July of 46. And what rank were you when you...
Steward Mate First Class.
Steward Mate First Class.
And then, just three stripes on it. I was going for a petty officer, third class for cooks and bakeries, but...